Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All three good decisions.
Our guards can't guard guards.
Just a hair late on them and...
We're done!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yes, sir.
You get to spend some time with your families and appreciate them.
Let's have a moment. And I'm going to ask Evan, too, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful that my... three daughters are doing well right now, and they're healthy, and they seem to be pretty happy, and they're getting on with their lives, and they've become wonderful women.
That's beautiful.
And I don't, I got lucky.
I'll say this, since you did the family portion before I throw it to Evan, I'm thankful that I have a job that I look forward to and get the bonus of not just working with good guys, but real friends. And that's what you guys have become, all of you. So I know some people out there trying to find a different gig. My oldest, you know what I mean? It's just like I am truly blessed to come to work and do what we do before and after the show. I'm thankful, Evan.
After, for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say.
What are you thankful for, E?
Well, you guys really laid it on there. All right, since Steiny took the family and Goo took the job, I'll say that I'm grateful that I get to not only work, but live and come back to a place that I grew up.
Wow.
I really enjoy the Bay Area. I spent several years in several states. And at around this time during Thanksgiving, I spent a lot of them alone. So to be here where I'm from with people that I love, I'm thankful for that.
Wow. Man, you and I are different because I'm thankful that I don't have to live in the same area I grew up in.
Well, yeah, you left.
Well, I've been to Reading, and I can understand why.
So have you done a game at a Municipal Stadium in Reading?
Yeah, we had a...
It's a great stadium.
We had multiple three-game sets against the Reading...
Reading Phillies.
The Reading Phillies.
Wow, that's a great...
The Fightin' Phils, I think they're called.
That's correct. And they even shorten it to the Fightins.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
There's a nice little late nightclub next to the hotel.
Yeah, Al's Cabaret.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Al's Cabaret on the corner there?
We had a good time there. It was raining one night, raining multiple nights, but we had multiple games rained out. So there's nothing to do.
Wow,
so,
man.
We just headed on over to the cab club.
Yeah, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah, it was a popular spot. I've actually never been there, but I've heard all about it.
Now that's odd.
I mean, it came into existence after
pub,
I was gone.
Like,
it's not
okay.
It's not that kind of pub.
No, it's
you know what I mean?
It's a late night
it's
pub.
It's
my type.
Red light
no,
pub.
No, it's a...
Talk to me.
Yeah, like that. What's it called? What's the one here they have?
You ever go down Broadway, Goo? You ever walk down Broadway at
spell
like
it out for
2:30 a.m.?
No, okay, I got you.
It's one of those places.
All right, I got you.
Yeah. They get the...
I know. Come on now.
Okay. Somebody wants to agree with me, so we'll always put them on in a hurry. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis is in San Francisco.
Hey,
Dennis.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
You'd be surprised how many times I agree with you, Steiny.
Cool.
Oh, wow.
Sweet.
Stop. guys are my favorite. But anyway, I agree with you, Stoney, about the fact that, you know, I'm a big Kuminga fan, you know, and I understand that it's been rough for him being here. They need to do the kid a favor and trade him, you know, because he can't win here. He's damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. You know what I mean? I've watched his career so far. He was 18 years old when we drafted him. He turned 19 to start his first training camp. And he's been yanked in and out of this lineup, or he plays well. In the beginning of his career, he played well. Then Kerr wouldn't play him at all. The same thing goes for Moody. You know, they are expecting these kids now to do what they want them to do when they didn't trust him at all in the beginning of their career, and they yanked him in and out of the lineup. And so it's hard for them to develop. I mean, you know, they keep saying they want to maximize Steph's championship window. Well, I don't know how you run a team like that when you got, you know, 12 other, 15 other guys or whatever. But, Curry's great. We all know that. We all want to see another championship. But in my opinion, they're not going anywhere. I said this before. I mean, you look at they got Horford. They signed Horford at 39 years old. Now his back is bothering him. What, you mean you couldn't see that coming? I don't understand about the Warriors front office. Why you'd want to continue to get older, you know what I mean? And I don't see them going anywhere. I see them maybe making the play-in. That's about it, you know. And that's about as good as it, unless they go out and get Giannis, you know. And what's it gonna, you know, if you go out and get Giannis, it's gonna cost a lot, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they get their way out of this one, because they not only have it this year, they got it all in next year.
Yeah.
How do you build a roster when you're paying two guys $60 million a year?
I need this call over a cocktail.
We can arrange that.
Well, and we got some Kerr sound. Willard and Dibbs did a great job asking about Kuminga. And boy, they know how to get to the grit.
They're both very skilled interviewers.
That's what I'm saying. Help me out.
They are.
They know how to double back without double backing.
Yeah, there's an art to it. I can help you with that if you want.
But you get rid of the guests so fast, we can't get to them.
We just had Fitz on for 34 minutes.
Okay. He's our guy.
You said goodbye to Joe Buck
Joe
after
Bustani,
eight.
That was fourth. That hurt me when you said Joe.
When you get a guy like Joe Buck. By the way, Ethan Sherwood Strauss coming up in 5 minutes. He used to write for ESPN and The Athletic, cover the Golden State Warriors. And he's got his own Substack now, and he wrote on Brock Purdy's turf toe.
And
we'll have some fun with Ethan. He's very, very knowledgeable about Bay Area sports. But here's what you were talking about.
Right. I was in the car listening, like,
let's go with the first, because there's a lot of issues with the Warriors now. They're a mess. And if you remember, Jimmy Butler was talking about our defense has not been good, and Steve Kerr was more worried about the offense, so there seemed to be a little disconnect there. But what does Steve Kerr think, and is what he said to the boys yesterday? Oh.
Defensively, you know, even with all of our turnovers this year, we are like the 10th ranked defense in the league. And the way I look at it, you know, once we are able to take care of the ball more consistently like we did a year ago, I think our defense becomes top five. I just think it's connected. And so that's why I said what I said. I mean, and it wasn't necessarily the case in the Portland game. I think we had 14 turnovers. So we did a good job taking care of it. It was the offensive rebounds that got us in that game. But my point is that over the course of the first 19 games, our defense has been better than our offense. Our offense is hurting our defense with the turnovers, and the numbers show it. We're 9-1 now when we win the turnover battle, and we're 1-8 when we don't. So, what should I be more worried about, our offense or our defense?
Steve Kerr on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday. I love those numbers.
Okay,
but as Willard would say, numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers. Every team's going to have a good record or a better record when they win the turnover battle. Now, I don't know if it's going to be that extreme to where the Warriors are, whatever, 10-1 and 1-8 the other way. But that's a logical stat that I believe he's right on.
But and again, he's watching them and he's with them every day. But my eyes only, Stoney, tell me the defense is the problem, the bigger problem.
What do you think? Offense, defense, or rebounding?
The point of attack defense. Stoney, if you can't stop the dude penetration, it's over.
So do you buy even that Steve Kerr thinks they can be a top five defense?
Well, yes, because they were when Jimmy initially came to town last year for 30-some, 40-some games.
But you're the guy who says that they can't get taller in practice, so they're still going to have to.
But how did they do it last year? That it was within. It was fight.
But that was a year ago.
But Stoney, that's not dog now. Years. It ain't 10 years ago.
No, but
it doesn't feel that way.
They have the capability. Talk to me.
Hey, yesterday, you know, off the air, you're like, Stoney said it. You know, you get old in a hurry.
No, fast. It happens fast.
Yeah.
So I'm just telling you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What I'm seeing.
Miguel and Hayward.
The stack.
What's up, Miguel? How you doing?
Hey, good morning, you guys. Hey, you know, like, I just wanted to say that, like, I'm thankful for you guys every day, you know, hosting this radio station. Like, I listen to you guys probably like 6 days a week. If it wasn't for you guys, man, like, I don't know where my life be right now besides my wife. But nah, but thanks, I just wanted to get Miguel. This off my chest. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, like, I just wanted to get this off my chest. You know, do you guys think that the Warriors will make a trade, but like it won't be a big trade. It'd be a trade that probably will make our fans happy again. Do you guys think that the Warriors will make a trade for Klay Thompson and then we would just have to give up Buddy Hield? But knowing how the market is, probably the Dallas Mavericks will want something else like Post or a second round pick. So do you guys think the Warriors will make that type of trade just to get a little spark back up to the team, like making the threes and having the Splash Brothers back together?
Yeah, I think appreciate the call, Miguel, but I think that ship has sailed.
And it's the holidays, but I'm going to say hell no. Yeah, that he ain't coming back.
I did throw a name out at you earlier before the show. You want Michael Porter Jr.?
Oh, I would drive to pick him up. But what made you pick him? I asked you.
Because nobody wants him.
Dude is polished, man.
I would not. I'd be out on Michael Porter Jr. I just would. He's too volatile. He's too up and down.
This sounds like you're describing Jimmy Butler before he came to town.
Jimmy Butler is more consistent than Michael Porter Jr.
In as, my a mind. Yes. Or,
as a player? Yes, as a
player.
I think.
I like him.
I know you do because he's...
But he did something for Denver to say night-night. And so he had to take blame for that.
Yeah, it might have been a lot. It had, some, I think, to do some...
Dude's
something
got a
to
ring.
Do with money.
Yeah.
But...
an attitude. I don't know. Dude was a baller, Steiny.
Yeah.
Still is.
Yeah,
he is a champion.
No doubt.
I'm not poo-pooing him.
Yeah.
But I just don't...
If Kaminga could turn into MPJ, oh my, in a Warrior uniform, oh my, that's a, we're all celebrating and popping bubbly. He is smooth, man. Not perfect, but smooth. So you must be judging him on his comments he made, or I'm asking you about the pod.
That's part of it.
Okay.
I mean, like, I don't care.
Those might have been warning signs.
I don't care about the podcast. I don't think he fits here. I don't think he fits here with who he is. I just don't. I don't know. He's a different kind of dude.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of old guys in that lot. How old is Michael Porter Jr. now? Probably about 27, 28?
That would be my guess, 27.
He's 27, yeah.
He's 27. I mean, I like that number. Yeah. They finally have a guy in their prime.
They can shoot.
He's a career 40% three-point shooter.
Oh, my God. Pray, Evan, go pick him up.
Averaging
now.
24 and a half.
He's averaging 24 and a half this year.
And I'm not even shocked.
Well, then they're not trading him for Kuminga. Would you give up draft picks?
They actually might get off of him. And the reason would be, let's find his contract.
He's got to be making 40.
He is making 38 this year and then 40.
That's 40.
And then he's going to be looking for a new deal.
So you bring in Michael Porter Jr. for a year and a half, and then you'd have to pay him.
What do you think Steph and Dre would say? I think they would not market him.
Question.
I think they would say, go get him. We can fix him.
You remember last year when there were whispers that Curry wanted Zach LaVine over Jimmy Butler?
I remember that.
I was an advocate for it.
I mean, if you want to know what Steph Curry won't be doing after his career is over, it's going into a front office.
See, you're about to bring up the old Celtic. Who are you?
Avery Bradley.
Just let that.
Let the personnel decisions to Mike Dunleavy.
Dude, that's pretty good.
Let it to Mike Dunleavy. All right. Ethan Sherwood Strauss going to join us when we can get him. He wrote a great story about Brock Purdy's turf toe, and we'll talk to him about it. He's had it for 10 years.
Damn.
And he doesn't like it, put it that way. It's really affected him. But we'll also get into some Warriors with Ethan Sherwood Strauss. And by the way, we found out pretty much why Brandon Ayuk had his contract voided.
What did I miss?
It was about rehab. He wasn't rehabbing right. It didn't, the meetings he missed.
But Bonte was on this morning and he said he went to about 11 of the offseason practices. And Brandon Ayuk, again, this is not rehab. I want to speak for B. But Steiny, he was out there running routes, doing what he was supposed to be doing.
Who?
Ayuk.
When?
Like he was around, traveled with the team, the road game to.
No, but the thing.
Vegas, I believe.
This was during the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm talking about Kyle Shanahan acknowledging that he missed some meetings, Ayuk. But he, in
said
the context.
Other people missed
exactly,
meetings, too.
So
that wasn't a deal breaker.
He downplayed it. Exactly.
Okay.
So it must have been about a rehab. He probably didn't want to rehab with the Niners or with their guys, or he was missing rehab stuff probably, which was more.
But there's a reason if that's it, why said player would do that. He wants out. Like, he's not afraid of the rant. Hey, we're going to fire you if you don't show up. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was like Ayuk was done. Well, because why are you, unless you don't trust the training staff and they didn't do anything, you got hurt.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe that had something to do with it, but it did seem like Kyle Shanahan kind of downplayed guys who are hurt missing meetings, that sometimes happens.
It's a disaster. Nobody wants to say it, but Brandon Ayuk just 2 years ago was an all-pro, Stoney, 1,300 yards. He was the man, and I know we went back and forth like ping pong on what you thought he was, but you paid him handsomely. He won that contract negotiation to the point to where the Niners were speaking to reporters saying, you know, we're not going to get bullied anymore. And then you go through all that drama or perceived drama for the player to get hurt. And then I feel like Ayuk has stabbed the team in the back.
Well, but I think you just hit the nail on the head. He won the contract negotiation. I think you can also read it as they didn't want him. Like, if you really wanted to not void the contract, you didn't have to do it.
Right.
Like, I think they used this as an excuse to get out underneath that deal. Because, we've never heard about Nick Bosa's rehab, Fred Warner's rehab. I'm sure they're there and they're doing what the Niners need them to do. But the point is, if they really were all in on Brandon Ayuk, I don't think it matters where he rehabs.
Evan, then why would it be under wraps for so long? Why wouldn't we hit the breaking news sounder when they voided that baby in the offseason? Well, like, why wasn't that public knowledge?
That they would never make that public, I don't think, unless, I mean, I shouldn't say that, but
I believe they want Ayuk still to this day.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing I was going to challenge you on is you said this is a disaster. I feel like this is turning into a blessing in disguise, or this may just be a flat out blessing right now that this is happening with Brandon Ayuk.
I can understand that he might not ever be what he was 2 years ago when he made all pro. That's what you're saying. Now you don't have to do that on the Niners watch.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
But why did they play the dog and pony show every time they were Brandon Ayuk's practice window? Brandon Ayuk's practice. Like, that was a thing.
Right, but it never opened.
I believe. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. All right, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Ethan Sherwood Strauss, formerly of ESPN and The Athletic. He covered the Golden State Warriors for a while, and now you can read him on his Substack. Ethan, how you doing, man? Long time no talk.
Long time no talk. It's great to be speaking with you, man. I was so happy that you invited me on.
Absolutely. I got a kick out of, not a kick, but I was very interested in what you wrote today on Substack. And it's always a little tricky when you say you've had an injury that a pro athlete has had, but you are very familiar with turf toe and you're not crazy about where this is going.
I know. That's the obvious response is how can you even compare? And all I can do is speak to a little bit of my experience because it's the weirdest injury I've ever had in my life. I've never had an injury like this. It's not, unless when you re-injure it, it's very painful in the way a sprained ankle is painful. But the weird thing for me, and it's an umbrella term, turf toe, for that joint injury. And there are a lot of different injuries under that umbrella. So I'm just saying what it is for me, and I've done enough research to know that it's like this for other people. The crazy thing is your body will not put pressure on it and you won't be aware of that. So you start screwing up out there. For me, it's going to the driving range. And if I take a video of myself, I can see things are going haywire because my body is refusing to plant on the ground. Meanwhile, in my brain, everything's normal. I'm fine. I just have a slight twinge in my foot. So it just feels like I'm screwing up. And I think that's one of the things I'm looking at and saying, this could be a perfect recipe for getting intercepted because for Purdy potentially, and we are speculating, we don't know everything out there about what's going on. I look at a situation where a guy can feel pretty good. He said he's not 100%, but he's close to it. You might feel pretty good and your body has a reflex unconsciously is not going to put pressure and the ball's going to be spraying and flying all over the place potentially.
Wow, Ethan, I got to ask you this because you use the money word speculating. So You've endured this injury. We've heard some other athletes talk about how cryptic it is. So the Niners kind of messed up. They'll own it. Brought him back too soon against Jacksonville. Had a bad performance. He said his toe was bothering him. I'm at the game watching Ethan, and I'm like, man, there's just no zip on that those passes. Yeah. They say, the company line to me, Ethan, hey, it's not his toe. Brock says he feels good. But you having this injury, did you have the thought of, like, you can say all that, but that looked like a dude still dealing with turf toe?
Yes, because you can feel good and you don't even know that your body's refusing to plant on it. That's my fear watching it. Again, we're in the area of speculation, but I'm just saying from my own experience, I've had a sprained ankle, other injuries. You're compromised out there. Your body's compensating, but you know what you're dealing with. You know it's there. Turf toe is weird because when you're healing with it, there'll be some stiffness. It's not like you're hopping on one foot going, oh my, it's so painful. But your body is not going to, in many instances, plant on it and everything will get screwed up. Because, look, I'm not a quarterback, but I've read enough and I've watched what these guys say. Aaron Rodgers had a great explanation that you can go online where he's talking to Jason Garrett about it, about how a lot of that force, that power in the throw, is generated from ground forces, ground on up, from your feet on up. We talk about big arm. Josh Allen's got a big arm. It's almost a fallacy. It's not just that you've got some sort of crazy strength in your arm. It's your body, the ability to whip like they do in pitching, turning the body, the core, and that starts from the ground on up. And it's a reason, as in the latest Sports Illustrated article where they're talking about Burrow and they're talking about Purdy, it's a problem for a quarterback. We might think of it as kind of funny or extra. It's your toe, not a big deal. That's what triggers everything else. So that will take your zip. That will take the power. And I think, look, we're speculating, but that's what we saw Monday night. Yeah. The throws that went bad were not the short throws. They were trying to fit in a 25-yard pass into windows, and that's when it was going behind guys. And I'll say, we're always having a Purdy debate and conversation. That did not look like Brock Purdy to me. Right. I've seen him throw bad passes as far as the decision. We look back to that Christmas game against the Ravens, four interceptions. But that was Kyle Hamilton jumped a route. Passes got batted to the line. Hit as he threw. This is just missing guys. And I've never seen Brock Purdy just miss guys. And that's why I'd have to think you've got to factor in the injury when trying to assess what's happening.
Yeah, Ethan Sherwood Strauss joining us on 95.7 The Game. Worked for ESPN and The Athletic covering the Golden State Warriors, and now you can read him on his Substack. It's easy to find, yearly subscription, and I'm a subscriber, and I'm getting my money's worth, no doubt about it. Let me ask you about this, because somebody on the text line is saying, all right, well, how did you initially injure your toe? How long ago was it? And what's happened since the original injury till today, and how long has that been?
Well, that's the scary part, is I injured my toe 10 years ago playing soccer. I stabbed at the ground trying to get the ball when it went behind me, and my toe went straight vertical into the turf. And I'm not a pro athlete, so I've never actually tried to rehab it in any sort of focused way, but I just re-injure it. I've been injuring and re-injuring it for a decade because famously, because we always use our big toe for all these things we're not even thinking about, it is comically and by reputation very easy to re-injure. Now, these guys in pro sports, I'm sure they have access to rehab methodologies, potentially surgeries, this sort of thing. But what I can speak to is if you're not fully healed with it, as Brock has indicated he isn't, I mean, there's a reason Joe Burrow's been out for as long as he's been out. You're just going to re-hurt it again. That's just how it goes. You're going to use your big toe. That's just what's going to happen. So that's the other concern.
Wow, Ethan. So I know all the wannabe doctors are going to come for me, but I'm going to ask you this. They got a game in Cleveland this weekend. It's supposed to rain or snow. The fact that, you know, they're not the conditions here in the Bay Monday night, does that play a factor in, you know, if he has any residue left from this injury, could that flare up or make it more difficult, the weather conditions?
So I have a bit of a counterintuitive take on that one. And it's a lot of bad news, but maybe there's a silver lining. Because everyone's talking about, oh, if he has this injury and he's off, they're going to Cleveland, it's going to be snow, terrible conditions, all bad, all bad. I think there might be an upside to how they're going to be avoiding planting your foot in the ground and whiffing a 25-yard pass. That's not going to be as much in the playbook because he looked fine on the screen passes, check down, stuff in the flats. I think that's going to be a lot of what they're attempting, and I think that that's the sort of thing he can pull off, and it's going to be a sloppy game. It's going to be an ugly game, but I look at that one and I go, yeah, those are bad conditions, but the upside is that the bad conditions are going to make you avoid some of the sorts of throws that might be compromised. So maybe that's a positive as you look at a game headed into a bye week, potentially.
Ethan Strauss joining us on 95.7 The Game. You can read his work on Substack. He covered the Warriors for The Athletic and ESPN. And let's jump to the Warriors, Ethan. They're 10-9. They're about 25% through the season. Just anything surprised you early, or is it going like you thought? And what do you think this team's got in them, best case scenario this year?
Man, it's just the forever Kuminga situation, isn't it? The thing that surprised me was Kuminga looking good and fitting at the very beginning. That's what surprised me. And that was this ray of sunshine and ray of hope. And then next thing you know, he doesn't fit. They start losing. Same old story. And now you've got this awkward injury. I think they're the same team as last year. I do. And I have liked what I've seen from Will Richard, but I don't know if they've got some sort of dynamic young guy to really carry the torch forward. And so they're not a bad team, but at the same time, you would have wanted one of these draft picks to really pop. And some of them are useful, but they're not dynamic. I wish Podziemski was as good as he thinks he is, as I guess what I'm saying.
No, I get you, Ethan. I got to ask you about Jimmy, because Jimmy Butler, 36 years old. I saw it happen right before our eyes. He saved the season last year, and they turned it around. But, Ethan, I'm not criticizing Jimmy, but the more I watch him, I'm seeing the lateral movement maybe not as there like it was in the past. And I'm like, am I putting too many expectations on him to be what he was at 26? What are you seeing from Jimmy just athletically?
Well, I'm seeing what you're seeing, and my hope is you just get to the playoffs. Get to the playoffs. I thought that before he got hurt on that freak play, man, was he dynamic in that Rocket series. And that's what it's all about for them. They've got to pace themselves like they're one of the older Spurs teams of 10 years ago. And the good thing about the NBA, it's sort of bad news, good news, is they've watered down the playoffs so much that you don't have to be amazing to just get in the play-in. And so maybe they can take that risk. Maybe they can afford to take that risk and rest aggressively. But yeah, I do think at a certain point they do have to trade Kuminga. That is how I feel about it. I'm prepared to have egg on my face because he could be a guy who flourishes as a superstar if he gets the touches that he thinks he deserves. But I've seen enough, man. We're at nearly a half decade of this. Wow. It just doesn't fit. Yeah. And he's still somebody who's intriguing to a number of teams. And unless you think that he's going to be your superstar after this is over with Steph and the others, I just don't see what you're doing with this. You're not really optimizing the situation. So I think that's the decision hanging over them. And some teams don't make the decision they need to make. If we talk about a decade ago or so, I felt that way about the Blazers. Everybody knew they needed to break up McCollum and Lillard to get serious. Everybody knew that, and they just couldn't do it. They couldn't do it in time to do it, I should say. And I think that's with Kuminga, that's the situation before them. It's what they probably have to do, but it's hard to have the stomach to do it.
Yeah. Ethan Strauss joining us on 95.7 The Game, formerly covered the Warriors for The Athletic and ESPN. Let me ask you about Steve Kerr. He's not under contract next year, and I think it's purposeful from both sides. But if I gave you three choices, this is Steve Kerr's last year, next year will be his last year, or he'll actually coach after that, what would you, with the Warriors, what would you say?
Man, I don't know, but it does feel like it's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming to an end. It doesn't feel like a Popovich situation. And that's what I would say about it. It doesn't feel like that. But speaking of Popovich situation, if the Spurs hadn't just hired a young coach, then I would have thought maybe that would be the off-ramp for Steve. But I'm not talking to Steve about these things. I probably haven't talked with him in a few months, and I feel like I don't have a good sense of where he's at, like maybe some of the beat writers would have. So I don't want to speak out of turn and say that, you know, something's going to happen when it isn't. But it's always been my sense that there's a due date on this or an expiration date on this, and it's not going to be – he's not going to be here for decades. That's what I would think.
Ethan, I was disappointed last year in two guys. It's not their fault. Moody and Pods, and they both had injuries in the Rocket series and then the Minnesota series. I thought they were MIA, but they're the youngsters. But, man, the point of attack defense, I keep telling Steiny, the lack of size, teams pounding us inside. We go out and get a 40-year-old and Al Horford. I say all that to say, what? And Will Richards been a find, but – how would you assess the job Mike D's done? Because I'm looking at this roster, and there are nights and days, Ethan, where I get concerned, like, hey, somebody put this together, and he's the maestro.
You know, I'm more pro Mike D, and I almost wish that he had been the guy when they had really high draft picks. Because, yeah, we can criticize how those players are doing, but it's not like they're picking – high up in the lottery. And I think he's found some good finds. It's just in the NBA, it's not like the NFL. You're not going to find your superstars really late in the draft. That just doesn't tend to happen unless it's a Nikola Jokic situation where nobody could have seen it. It just doesn't tend to happen. So I think that Dunleavy has done a good job with the options at his disposal, and I'd include the Butler trade in that. So I'm pro Dunleavy. I just think it's a hard situation. And there's a reason Bob Myers left, right? I mean, there's a reason he got out of here. So that's the situation. He's not managing the situation that Myers had early on. He's managing the aftermath of it while trying to keep it going. So I would be pretty supportive of the moves. I just think it's hard. It's not easy to make this thing work given how constrained they are salary-wise, and the ages of the principal players.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, Ethan, thank you so much for joining us. And by the way, my girls always want to remind me that your wife was a great teacher for them at North Oakland
right
Community.
Next to me. Right next to me, right here. Matt Steinmetz says that his daughter talks about what a great teacher you are.
That's the truth. So I hope you guys are doing well. Have a great Thanksgiving. Awesome. And thanks for catching up, Ethan.
Thanks, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
Oh, that was dope.
Yeah, Ethan's wife taught my daughters at maybe my youngest at Knox.
Okay.
North Oakland Community Charter School.
I hadn't heard of that one.
Yeah.
And look at her now. So, a while ago. She's good at her job.
Yeah, she was a great teacher.
So, real quick, we love Bob, but there's no doubt in your mind that's why he dipped, because this project was just, it's just too big of a project.
And I think that Joe Lacob has the same mindset, or had the same mindset at the end of this thing as he did in the beginning. And those demands were just, I think.
I got you. I saw that, but this,
Joe Lacob assumes nothing less than this thing will continue for the next 5 or 10 years. And I think Bob was like, how? When these guys are
Ethan mentioned, pace yourself. If we're going to do that, then we're going to be in the play-in again.
Yeah.
That was Operation Avoid That. Top 4 or 5 seed.
Well, that was you. Right.
And some others, the fan, Dub Nation.
But not the players. The players are happy with a 7.
Please stop.
I mean, they may have to.
We've become a fixture. Outside of 2022, we've become a fixture in that thing.
2 out of the last 3 years.
Memphis sent us home in overtime. Remember that?
The Warriors Invitational.
Dude, and see, why does that? I don't like that.
Well, it's who they are. You just deal with it. No, they did. They were a 6 seed 2 years ago, right? They've been play-in, 6 seed, and then play-in, I believe, right?
Yeah, because they beat Sacramento.
Oh, that's right, when Sacramento was a 3. By the way, is there anybody on the Kings you would have interest in?
Keegan Murray.
Except him.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're going to laugh. I'd take Schroeder back.
Would you really?
Yeah, I would,
Not with Melton coming back.
Well, we hope he's coming back. Hopefully he's not Ayuk.
What about Sabonis?
Ugh.
Yeah, to Evan, do it again.
What about Sabonis?
Yeah, I'm out. I want a tall guy.
I mean,
he is tall.
You know that I'm not a Sabonis fan, but
you used to rip him.
I know. I can't stand
that's
him.
That's your
but
Chris Paul when it was through.
He would be better.
All right.
Like I'd give him a crack at playing with Steph.
But what expense? What would you give up?
Kuminga, for sure.
I ain't doing that. No, seriously, I ain't doing that.
Oh, come on.
You look at his contract, and he's at the – I just feel like it's
he's
over.
He's got a couple more years.
Yeah, but it's expensive.
I'll bet you Evan does that. Well, yeah. It would have to be Kuminga and probably somebody making 15. I would do Kuminga and Buddy Hield for Sabonis.
I wouldn't.
Wouldn't you really?
Evan, would you?
Evan?
I wouldn't. That's how much I'm down on Sabonis.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it, but I'd probably do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it.
I think the biggest question to me is, do they think about dangling Moody at the deadline?
And teams would want to be calling, man.
Yeah, to get off his money.
Well, yeah. But, like, he makes kind of that middle tier.
Perfect.
He makes, I think, what, 12, 13?
Yeah. I think he's got a, 13.
I've grown up a bit. I didn't mention DeRozan or LaVine, man. Zach just sits in the corner, man.
They acquired the most untradeable contract in the NBA.
They win Bulls West Coast.
They gave up Fox for a contract that no one wants.
And they didn't have to. They could have played hardball. If they saw what was going to happen after, I think they'd have been like, you could keep your ass here.
Now, you're familiar with the Sacramento media more than I am, but they seem to be saying, and we can talk about it on the other side, that DeRozan's kind of been a problem.
We also have a special guest calling in just a few minutes.
Oh, my. And
wants
of course,
to share an experience with Goo.
Sweet.
Me? Oh.
Okay. And then also, we'll be giving away more prizes on the other side, part of our Thanksgiving blowout. Hey, today is your chance to win great prizes every single hour from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tons of great prizes. And in the 12 o'clock hour, we're giving away 2 tickets, Warriors Magic, December 22nd. That's what we're giving away next segment. When you hear the air horn sounder, be caller number 5 on the contest line. It's our Thanksgiving blowout right here on 95.7 The Game. And on Thanksgiving Day, we're going to bring you Chiefs, Cowboys. That's 1 o'clock, Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott, and your Thanksgiving turkey all at the same time. 1 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game. Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.